Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is May 29, Friday, 2020, day 150. Today's topic, in one complete unity, or separate and betrayal. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 122, verses 6 to 9, 2 Samuel chapter 14, verse 1 to chapter 15, verse 22, John chapter 18, verses 1 to 24, Proverbs 16, verses 8 to 9. Today's main passages, we have four passages. Proverbs 16, verse 9. In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 13 to 14. A messenger came and told David, "The hearts of the people of Israel are with Absalom." Then David said to all his officials who were with him in Jerusalem, "Come, we must flee, or none of us will escape from Absalom. We must leave immediately, or he will move quickly to overtake us and bring ruin on us and put the city to the sword." John chapter 18, verses 2 to 3. Now Judas, who betrayed him, knew the place because Jesus had often met there with his disciples. So Judas came to the garden, guiding a detachment of soldiers and some officials from the chief priests and the Pharisees. They were carrying torches, lanterns, and weapons. John chapter 18, verses 16 to 17. But Peter had to wait outside at the door. The other disciple, who was known to the high priest, came back, spoke to the servant girl on duty there, and brought Peter in. "You aren't one of this man's disciples too, are you?" she asked Peter. He replied, "I am not." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is in one complete unity or separate and betrayal. Yesterday we talked about how John Stott reminds us that the prayer of John in the prayer of Jesus in John 17 is the most important thing in life. Is that we can love God and other people and to have that oneness. Because the major work of Satan is to destroy this oneness, to separate the world, nations, societies, husbands and wives, families and churches. Today's passages give us a most frightening examples of what would happen when Satan's plan to destroy the oneness succeeded. Number one, Absalom became king and chased his father, wanting to kill him, even though David had given him many opportunities to repent. Number two, Judah betrayed Jesus, who used 3 years to nurture him and trusted him. Number three, Peter denied he knew Jesus, who used 3 years to nurture him and trusted him. Why Absalom, Judah, and Peter could be so inhuman to do this kind of thing? Today's Proverbs 16 verse 9 gives us an answer. In their hearts, humans plan their course. What should we do? I think only if we can have Jesus as our Lord, being filled with the Holy Spirit and to be with Abba Father each day, to follow our triune God each day, that we won't step into Satan's trap to be the Lord of ourselves, leading us to separation and betrayal. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, establish our steps each day that we won't step into Satan's traps. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what have you got from today's topic in one complete unity or separate and betrayal? Number two, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.